Richard Roth
on the afternoon show, and my next guest is Howard Czar, board president of the Athens Cultural Center on 2nd Street in Athens, New York. And the center has been something of a social and cultural hub in Athens for many years now. So welcome to the show, Howard. Are you there?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Why don't you start by just telling us a bit about the overall mission of the Cultural Center?
Well, one of the things about the Athens Cultural Center is that we're a place to create community in Greene County. Athens is really a wonderful little village for those of you who've been there, and for those of you who haven't, you really should come over. It's only about 1,500 people. It's right on the water. It's very historic, and we have a mix of people who have been here since the time of Henry Hudson and people who have just arrived. Lots of artists, lots of musicians, lots of writers, editors. And so the Athens Cultural Center really wanted to bring all those different people together and have them benefit from each other and have a great time. What we've done is we've put together, as a result, a center that features regional artists, writers, filmmakers, jazz musicians, classical musicians, and has some of the best events in the area.
Right, and you're starting with prom night on Sunday night. What exactly will that consist of?
Lots of frivolity, basically. This is our third installment. One of the things that we realized is there aren't that many places to dance, and so we have Eve and Amy Goldberg of Nighttime, who are DJs, and this year's installment is actually going to go back to the 1950s. We're in a 1950s gym with the stage and the basketball court floor, and if the last two are any indication, people come decked out for in their prom finery, dance the night away. There's usually a private after party afterwards that word circulates about, and it's really a very fun night. We will be, just as a warning, electing a king and queen of the prom, and so if you dress and dance, you may win that honor.
Okay, so be warned, listeners. And in fact, Eve's and Amy, I think they've performed in here, right, Tom? And we have some of the music to
yes,
play
they
later.
Do. Eve and Amy perform in the area. I think they'll be performing actually on Warren Street on Saturday night, some of their own music. And they're great DJs, and the dance music is really wonderful. So it's always a fun night.
Right.
And it really draws a great cross-section from both sides of the river.
So what other programs have you got going on? What other events?
Well, we have a very diverse set of programs, and it runs all through the summer through to December. So a number of the ones that are coming up, for example, we have a film series where we have regional directors screening their films. The next one is going to be a film called Water Flowing Together. It's directed by Gwendolyn Cates, and it's about Jock Soto. Jock Soto, for many years, was a principal dancer at the New York City Ballet, and he has a very interesting background because he's half Navajo Indian and half Puerto Rican, and grew up in Arizona before coming to New York. And Jock and Gwendolyn will discuss the film after the film's over. That's going to be on June 18th.
Now, can I just interrupt you? Is there a local connection there?
Excuse me?
Is there a local connection there? I notice on the website it says...
Yes, Gwendolyn is basically somebody who comes up to the Athens area on a very frequent basis during the summer. So she's one of the directors, and the two other films in the series, one that's already shown, was by Danny Minnick, who is a local director, and there will be one coming up on July 7th, Freeing Sylvia Bartolini, which is by Margot Pelletier and Lisa Thomas, who are also local. So these are basically local directors screening their films and discussing them afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really interesting, lovely event because oftentimes in many areas local means maybe not as good as it might be somewhere, but here it's really wonderful quality work mm-hmm. with your neighbors talking about what they do and why they do it.
Mm-hmm. And you have jazz coming up too on Saturday, June 11th.
Yeah, we do actually have a wonderful jazz series. We partner with Planet Arts to do the Jazz One-to-One series, which generally brings in Grammy Award-winning artists and younger artists and pairs them together. The next one is going to be June 11th, and we have a pre-performance jazz talk at 7, and the performance is at 8, and then afterwards on that evening, that's the evening of the Flag Day fireworks. And for those of you who know, the untold secret is that the fireworks are actually better viewed from Athens than from Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quieter venue, you're right on the water, you get actually a better view, so you can come over and hear Roswell Rudd on trombone, and David Oquendo playing guitar and vocals, and they'll be performing together. And after the performance, you can just walk down the block to the riverfront and watch the fireworks. So it's a great evening for music and for outdoor entertainment as well. We've got music, we've got jazz. There's also some of the other things to note. Coming up in the summer, in August, we always have a great free wine tasting where we basically bring together 4 or 5 regional wineries, regional food, and of course this year with the opening of the Crossroads Brewery, the craft beer brewery in Athens, we'll be featuring their beer as well. And that's on August 13th. And it always draws a lot of people.
Right, great. I'm just looking at the program. It says you get a Hollywood gift bag raffle.
Yes, this is actually one of the things that's very interesting. Athens has a very unique populace, and one of our people that is involved with the center works for People Magazine, InStyle, Stylewatch, Essence, and they prepare some of those gift bags that are given away at the Hollywood gift shows, at the Hollywood award shows, and they donate ones to us. So we have award show bags from the Grammys, from Screen Actor Guild Awards, from Sundance Film Festival, from the Golden Globes and the Emmys, and they average about $600 per bag, and we raffle them off, and the tickets are $1. So if you come to the wine tasting, you can buy a ticket right there, and if you know anybody who's ever won them, they're really, really quite good, and we get a lot of people who come just for that.
Yeah. Yes, I can see me just coming for that. I would love one of those things.
Yeah, they're really good. We actually also have, as part of it, apparently this year we have a royal wedding package with royal wedding souvenirs. It's one of the bags as well.
Okay. And you have Out of the Wardrobe, Trunk and Attic exhibit.
Yes, this is actually a very interesting show because, again, one of the main things that we do at the Cultural Center is we put on exhibitions either of works by regional artists or of historic interest. And the next one is a show curated by a gentleman named Jeff Howell, who is a designer who does a great deal of work in New York and around the country. And this is about fashion and items related to fashion in the 19th century. And basically interpreting how Athens developed and taking pictures of people from the village in the 19th and early 20th century and actually having examples of the types of clothing, the types of implements that they used around their clothing, and they're beautifully exhibited and they're always very interesting. And that'll be, the exhibition will be open from June 11th through July 17th. The opening reception for that is actually on June 25th, and our opening receptions, we usually get between about 200 and 300 people, and they're really quite wonderful. Lovely. We usually have jazz pianists. The shows are great, the food's great, and it's a chance to meet and see people from all over. And then the next show of the summer as well is a great show of art by Susan Whitus and Jim Hall. And Susan and Jim are husband and wife. Susan's a very well-known photographer. She was a Guggenheim fellow many years ago, and Jim is a well-known painter. And they both live in Catskill, and we're going to be exhibiting their works together, and it's going to be a really wonderful, wonderful show. So as you can see, there's really a lot of things going on over in Greene County at Athens that are really quite interesting.
Right. What's the history of the building?
Well, it's actually very interesting. The Athens Cultural Center building was most recently used by the Athens Generating Plant as their office when they were getting going. And basically after the very, it was a very contentious situation, but once they were up and running, they no longer needed the building, and they donated it to the village. And about 8 years ago, a group of local residents decided that it would be great to have it as a cultural center. The building was originally probably built in the 1830s or 1840s, and then in the 1870s was completely redone as a Victorian building. It's actually quite interesting. It's one of the few buildings in the region that has a cast iron storefront on it. And the upstairs of the building was a Knights of Pythias Hall. And Knights of Pythias was a fraternal organization established by Act of Congress after the Civil War to basically promote brotherhood and reconciliation between the North and South. And so the building is largely intact, as it was. We've been restoring the building. One of the things about Athens is it had fallen into disrepair, but it pretty much was all there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's coming back, and we've been an anchor on that street. And if you come, you'll see a wonderfully restored building
right.
that's used for all these events and for all the classes that we, the free classes we do for kids and adults in the village.
Right, and this is all, as you say, a result of a grassroots movement, local people joining together and trying to save it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's interesting about Athens, it's such a small little place that you don't necessarily have the type of contentious relationships that you have in some of the other towns in the Hudson Valley that are renovating. Basically, everybody knows everybody else and has to get along. And I think the feeling was that you had all these people moving into Athens who got to know their neighbors and wanted to really keep the village moving forward and keep it a unique place. And so the Athens Cultural Center really was born to have everybody interact with everybody else. So we realized we had a large community of artists, and we also had a large and growing community of young children. And so one of the missions was to bring together the artists and the young children to have the types of art classes that they might not be getting in their schools anymore with budget cuts. And that's expanded to free video classes, free acting classes. We really sort of try to give the level and the types of things that kids might not be able to get in their own schools. A lot of the artists that came realized that there wasn't a great place for them to necessarily show the new work that they were doing, and so they supported the center and have actively exhibited every time we have shows. And it's really, the unique thing about it is we're everything from amateurs who are just starting and trying to the most professional artists that are world-renowned and exhibiting in museums, you know, in the major cities of the United States and Europe. So it's really been a wonderful grassroots effort. It's a great meeting place. You'll see a little bit of everybody there when you come. And I think it's been a great driver for the community.
And what's the funding for it?
Well, like everything in Columbia and Greene County, it's a mix. We get a little bit of foundation funding. The Athens Community Foundation is one of our largest supporters. When money is available, our local politicians also help us. Both the village and town of Athens are very kind to us. The Milton Avery Foundation is one of the foundations that funds our summer education programs. Milton Avery is a very famous American painter of the 20th century. We also receive funding from the Toy Savings Bank Foundation from time to time. But we really put together a coalition, and we also have many local individual supporters that help us. Membership, as is the case for many of these organizations, is one of our most important forms of funding. But as you can well imagine, it's always a bit of a challenge. So if anybody looks for programs and would love to support us, we're always welcome for additional support. But really, it's a combination of the people in the area putting together their resources, because we're primarily a volunteer-driven organization, plus other funding sources.
You mentioned earlier the Crossroads Brewery. I know they're just across the street from you. To what extent are they sort of helping the cause here? Are they bringing people in or attracting crowds?
Well, a little bit like everything, you know, and I think it's the same thing is true on sort of all the main streets of the villages in the area. One helps the other.
Mm-hmm.
One of our major missions is to try to bring more people to the area and expose them to places like Crossroads Brewing or to Cameo's restaurant or to the Riverside Diner, restaurants in Athens that are really wonderful little places to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they also spread the word about our event to, you know, people in the area. So people who might come to the brewery and walk past us and didn't know about us and see our jazz programs come in for those. And when we do programs like the wine tasting in August or the holiday stroll in December, that helps bring people to all the different venues. So we sort of try to work together to promote and interest people in coming to Athens.
Now, are programs limited to members only, or can anyone come to these things?
Now, our programs generally are free and open to the public. There are certain programs that have fees or ticket prices, but virtually most of what we do is intended to bring as many people as we can in to see what we do and to see the lovely village that we're in. If you go to our website, which is athensculturalcenter.org, it lists all the programs extensively. And it tells whether there is a charge for anything. But like I say, most of the things that we do are free. Our openings are always free. Many of the programs, like a wine tasting, is very popular and very free. This weekend's dance does have a charge. It's a bit of a fundraiser, but not much. And so we try to keep, when we charge, we try to keep our prices low so that most people can afford to come.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't asked you about?
Well, one of the things that I would say is that if you haven't been to Athens, you need to come over and you need to come visit the Cultural Center. It's really a wonderful and charming place, and the energy and the quality of what we do at the Cultural Center is really quite interesting. It's a beautiful, lovely space. It's a great place to hear music. It's a really wonderful, warm, and embracing place to see artworks. And so we really welcome all the people to come over. I know, I think it's probably similar to what you're doing at your radio station. There's a group of wonderful people out there who are looking for interesting things, want interesting things to listen to. So they should definitely try to put us on their calendar and try to come over. I'm always surprised. Sometimes it's hard to get people over, especially from the other side of the river or from other villages, but when they come, especially if they haven't been, I think they'll be really pleasantly and wonderfully surprised and happy.
Well, hopefully after listening to you on the radio, they'll come in droves. Thank you so much for being on the afternoon show, Howard.
Well, and thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for doing all that you're doing.
Okay. And that was Howard Czar, Board President of the Athens Cultural Center. And the website there is athensculturalcenter.org. And we're now going to listen to some music from Amy.
We're going to play the first track.
Sorry, I wasn't quite sure what you were indicating at me there. From the Goldbergs.
I think it's called
Amy and Eve.
The first track is called Someone Else.
Someone Else, yes. The first track is called Someone Else.
From their CD.
The Goldberg CD.